got a date with Mary Jane.
Were you?
Yes.
All right, man.
Yeah. Y'all got money?
Right.
Welcome back to the Black Ears Break with yours truly, Casey Lehman. We have a beautiful roundtable in the house tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris, Rasan, Alicia, Toria, Chris. There are two Chris's at the table tonight.
Two C's.
And cousin Darius is in the house. And tonight's topic is, how much do you spend on a first date? And this, of course, is now open to both men and women because women are now paying for dates. Women do pay
for dates. Not the first one.
Some women are out there paying for first dates, I'm hearing.
Or the second one.
We got to work up to me knowing you.
90 days probation.
And I think the price... When we start talking about how much to spend on the first date, it has to go into, I guess, what constitutes a good first date, what's acceptable. So I'm going to open it up to the table.
All right.
I'll go first. This is Chris. First off, I will start with this. We'll start. When it comes to an actual first date, to me, the guy should pay 100% of the time. I said the first date. No, I mean shit. I said on the first date. Now second and on whatever, but first date. Yeah. No, I would say constitute the first date is like we're actually going out and spending like more than an hour or two. Like I'm spending like about 5-6, hopefully hours with you, spend some time getting to know you and. No. Right. No.
No.
She said 5-6 bucks.
No, she said 5-600. I was like,
you talking about bucks?
Yeah. Yeah. No. First, I meant time, and I meant 5-6. Like, I'm actually spending like a nice chunk amount of my day evening with you. Right. Like just going out and hanging out for coffee
Does that include cut up time?
Not cut. Are you talking about cut up?
No.
He said 5 or 6 hours. What you
talking about?
That's
like FaceTime.
Darius is like, get your ass out of my car.
You talking about that cut, right?
Yeah,
that
cut, like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
I'll put it to you.
You said it got to be some cutting ball, right? 5 or 6 hours?
I would hope so after that. I put it like, all right, like, if you're doing like.
I've been off the scene for too long.
That's that honeymoon phase.
No, honestly, if you honestly like. I was like, if you want a good date and you do the quote unquote normal dinner in a movie, you're gonna be with that person for 4 hours.
At minimum.
Because
the movie is gonna be at least 2 hours. You're gonna spend at least an hour and a half at the restaurant.
You know, not depending
on the first date though.
No, I'm talking about like just the basic like that, picking them up, taking home, all of that. You're gonna be if it's good, if you like at least enjoy. Now, if you get up with the person in like the first 10 minutes, you know you don't like that ass, then yeah, I mean, that shit done. But like if you spend like at least a good 3+ hours with this person, that would constitute a date. Right. For me, as far as the amount,
that's hard to say, right?
I would prepare to at least spend. It got all quiet. Everybody like what? I'd probably go to ATM and take out at least $80 to cover myself.
At least a buck, right?
Yeah, most 100. And I wouldn't want. I ain't trying to spend 100, but I figure like if I can get away with getting close to like $50-$60 for food, if we eat, we gonna be more than likely you gonna get some drink.
How do you place parameters on that? I mean, it's like. You got to get the menu first and order the salad and kind of set the tone. How do you do that?
I don't know. I think the joy of being a woman, we don't have to think about the money because on the first date, we're not typically going into our purse. So yeah. I've never even thought about like how much money do I go to the ATM and get on the first date.
Exactly. I mean, there lies the problem, Tori.
No, only... Well, I do. Let me take this back. I do, just in case the person turns out to be crazy and then you gotta like catch a cab or something. But outside of that.
So you got the phone call, you got your girls calling to make sure you got her out. Okay.
And they come pick me up.
You got your car keys and your mace. and you let somebody know where you're going.
I didn't take mace on my first date.
But you haven't managed to make it to the ATM to get your own money. Now, let me tell you something about the feminist movement. That killed all this nonsense you guys are talking, for real. Because chivalry is dead and it was murdered by women. Okay? Now, you cannot expect to be equal, my equal, but then in the same breath utter the words that I'm supposed to be the one that pay for you. You know, it doesn't work that way. And I have two daughters, you know, I'm not being funny because I hope that they'll be able to take care of themselves, but I also raise them in a way where they have expectations of men. But those are expectations, and they're probably closer to hopes.
You know? Wow.
You said, because,
It's
really popping.
It's not about supposed to, because I think if a woman gets a man like that, then she knows how to appreciate it. It's not an expectation of you do it and not know how to appreciate it. But I would hope that you're instilling in your daughter that she's worth a man looking at her.
No, absolutely.
Saying,
but
I'm going to pay for the first
date. What I'm really
date.
Trying to say is that you all have made it hard for us. You really have, because, you know, I don't have a problem paying per se, but it makes it very hard. It's just the double talk makes it hard. You know, you're clearly, in most cases, more accomplished than the men who are taking you out and making more money, but at the same time, he's expected to be the one that pays.
And like my father always
told me, don't start nothing you can't finish.
We're just talking about the first date, though.
Right. That's the first date. So you're setting the tone. Are you not?
No. Because I will switch it up on you and we go out on the third or fourth date and I'm like, I got it.
Okay.
That happens.
Yeah. You hope that happens.
I will do that too. And mind you, Chris has had it easy because we've been dating since we were 21. And I'm a good cheap date because I love movies. Nothing makes me happier than going to a movie. And if we go get something to eat afterwards, that's cool. I don't need a whole lot of movies. Yeah. Movies are
appreciate
not
that,
as
man. Appreciate that.
Well, I mean, I'm serious. I'm not at the concession stand trying to have dinner. I carry a big purse.
Yeah, I don't. Look, I'm not. I ain't one of them dudes. I'm not. I do not believe in them guys having to feel like I got to take a chick to Ruth Chris or some like steakhouse on the first date.
Right, because you're gonna be leery of that dude anyway.
Right.
The dude that's trying to floss on the first date is trying to hide or cover up something else. As far as I'm concerned, like, you don't know me, so why would you take me out on the first date? I don't think there's anything that mesmerizing about me that makes you want to spend $500 the first time you and I have sat down in each other's presence.
Yeah, I don't.
So I'm thinking you're trying to like make up for something.
Like, you got HIV.
I might not want to go to a restaurant. Like, get creative on me. Okay. You know, maybe we. You know,
okay,
yeah.
Aside from that, let's talk restaurants.
Restaurants.
We are going to restaurants. Yeah. Can you throw some potential first date restaurants out there that you would be? Not like, can you believe this nigga?
You know? No. Let's say I say I like Thai, and then you take me to a Thai food restaurant. I don't care what the price was on it. Like, that's more classy to me than, like, you picking the 4-star restaurant because you're listening to what I talk to. So, I say, oh, I love Thai food, and you're like, oh, I'm going to take you here.
Okay.
It's a true Chris. Okay. Just came to me, Chris.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah. My thing was, is like, you know, I shared this with my wife too, just recently. It's funny. You know, when I was dating, I had the mentality of, okay, even if it doesn't work out, I'm still going to eat. So I don't mind spending a little, you know, whatever you want to get, but I'm going to eat. You know, even if you don't show up, I'm still going to be here. I might spend a buck on me alone. So it's no problem, you know. I figure it's no loss.
Get in where you fit in.
So, yeah. Oh, you want the same thing I got? Okay, for sure. All right. Oh, this is our first and only date. It's our last date. That's cool. Because I'm still going to eat. So it was like never no thing with me on that first date. You know, but I think, you know, men should. I mean, if we're initiating everything, you know, if we, you know, show, if we're showing some kind of interest, you know, in a lady, what have you, yeah, we should pay for it. But let's say it doesn't work out. I don't look at it as a loss because I hate. I got my meal. You know, I'm good.
It's not a loss.
I'm good. I'm good. You know.
You know what's funny? The fact that you mentioned that, I know now it's a new thing. It seems to be now with dating is initiating the date. We're now a lot of, it's like, well, whoever initiates the date
has to pay.
That's the rule. That's the golden rule. Right. Go for it.
So you cannot be a forward woman in a situation or ask a man out. Otherwise, it is definitely guaranteed.
No, the new age niggas, yes. I mean, when I was growing up, you pretty much had to, you were basically knew that bring some damn money because more than likely you're going to have to pay. If you don't have to pay, sweet.
You did.
Yeah, right. Now
you should go into it knowing dating is expensive. Period. Point blank in the period. If you're going to be dating, then you need to
bring money.
Have expectations.
Well, a man is more appreciated, you know, by a good woman who does so, but it's not held against you. But it's like, oh, you know what? This is a man, so it makes you want to give more. Women are better givers than you guys anyway, I think, at the end of the day, truthfully. Like, you can't top our giving.
I would agree. What? I would now, agree.
Just for clarification purposes, when you say giving, like what is that? What does the giving entail? Like,
you know. All aspects of it.
It's all across the board.
All across the board. Okay. If she believes you're going to, you know, go the extra mile, then you.
She'll go the extra mile.
She's going to go the extra mile.
And how does that come into play? Just because you have a maternal instinct?
No, because I feel like you. Obviously, in my eyes, you're doing it because. You are into me. And if I know your financial situation, I know your struggles, I know where you are, and you go a little extra here and there, or you cut back and tell me I'm going to cut back here, a woman appreciates that. A good woman or a real woman respects and appreciates that. It's not about bringing in the most expensive gift and always having to take me out. Because as you said, women are accomplished these days, and to a lot of women, I mean, there was a research that just came out and said the most educated person in society right now are African-American women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, we all know there are some that are just over the top. I can do everything. I'm independent, blah, 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 right? But providing for a woman is not just financial.
No.
And we've had this conversation before, I think. So when you have a man that's like, open the door, Chivalry's not dead. I still get my doors open for me. when you have a man that demonstrates that, a woman appreciates it. So she's giving of her time, of her heart, of her understanding, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Her body.
I would agree.
We appreciate that.
I would agree.
All right. I have a question for both the sexes. For the men, is there a cap on the amount of money that you – doing the spend on the first date?
I think there should be.
And mine would be close to 100, but I've heard people say, like, dude, you have to spend $200 on the first date. I'm like, I don't know you to be spending $200 on your ass. Now, if you wanted them, you a baller and you go to them baller places and you meet these chicks who got name brand shit on. I mean, of course, they're going to be like, $100. That's all you spending on me for the date?
Right.
And I'll probably be like, yeah.
Well, it goes back to me, that goes back to me in that sense of I'll spend $150 on me alone, right. You know, because I might on me alone, right? Because I might, I might get the prime rib, you know, with the king crab, and I might be feeling so good that day to where, like, you know what, I don't even want to worry about lunch tomorrow, so I'm gonna get the same thing. For tomorrow, you know, and for dinner, and I'm bringing home leftovers. So, you know, I just might be feeling that good, you know. And, you know, some days I just feel good. I might spend $300, but it should be a cap in some instances. I think you should look at the quality of the person that you're with, or potentially, you know. My mom always told me, like, whoever you're dating, look at them as a potential, okay, what could this be my wife? You know, always come at it from that aspect. Now, if you don't have that if you see the person's not really in that category, then yeah, you might want to cap it off a little bit, you know. What, $20, $30? I mean, I know, you know, I know cats who's like, hey, shit. Took it to Jack in the Box, went back to the pad, it's cracking, you know. But hey, you know, so it's, so. You know, you really have to kind of gauge, look at the person as a potential, okay, where can this person be in my future? You know, I think that has a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with the appetite, because like I said, for me, I'm going to spend a buck. I'm going to feel good. I'm good. Right. You want that too? Cool. I'm going to eat. You know, that's...
Spread love.
The first day should be simple, though. You know what I'm saying? Everything about it should be simple. Because you're getting to know each other, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't even be a issue about how much I am going to spend. Yeah. As far, but you know, you already know your cap. That's the simpleness of it, you know right. what I'm saying? You already know when you go on the first date, I'm getting to know this person. I want to see what she about. Obviously, if you're on that date, you into it. You know what I'm saying? You into her. Hopefully, she into you. You know what I'm saying? That's the risk you're taking, you know what I'm saying? So when you go out on that first date, it should always be simple, you know what I mean? It shouldn't even be about the money. You know what I'm saying? It's about getting to know that person if you really like them or not. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to be. If you see yourself with that person. Especially now, you older, you can't be a player forever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can't be out there like that.
You don't
forever.
Want to be one of them.
Nah, man. Don't want to be 40, 45 in the club, still trying to slide with your gaiters on. You know what I'm saying? Fall and slip. You know what I mean? Trying to get you some. They not checking for you like that. Yeah. But it should be simple, though, man. I believe it should be simple, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
What you got, Darius?
No, I was kind of playing the devil's advocate earlier, but in all serious, you know, I've been on dates where, you know, like the two brothers before me have said, the money wasn't even an issue. You know, if I'm feeling comfortable enough, I just put my card down and not even pay attention to what, you know, what money is being spent.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think before you even get where you're going, you kind of have an idea about what you willing to do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, because a first outing, you know, a first date and the first outing are two different things. You know, first outing for me is tea at Coffee Bean.
Right. You know, no, that's
and
real.
We can chat and we can find out if it's going somewhere. We can walk down a promenade. Mm-hmm. You know, this whole idea of us going out to dinner, you can't get much done. Much talking during dinner, or definitely not at the movies.
Right.
You know, you can get some cuddle time in, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
If it's not going that direction, you're just miserable. unless it's a good movie. But,
right.
I'm trying to think, like, I went out, me and Tori, the first date we really went out, we went out to a Thai restaurant. That was our actual real first date we went out, you know what I'm saying? Because we went out a few times, but that night, you know what I'm saying, in particular, that was our real date. You know what I'm saying? We went to the little Thai restaurant. It was inexpensive. And we had already been dating a little while, you know what I'm saying, before we actually went out on a dinner date.
Right. Yeah, I think saying? For something so, like that, you got to have some sort of rapport because you're going to leave there smelling like garlic.
It's love, though, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, it's a risk, man, you know, when you feel like you're going out with somebody you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You just putting, you know what I'm saying, your hopes into it. You know, obviously you into that person, you know what I mean? If you're going out with them or you out there, you know what I'm saying? You feel some type of interest towards them, you know what I'm saying? You feel like it can go somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So you don't really think about what you really spending, you know what I'm saying? When you out on a date, if you really like that person, you know what I mean? It's like he said, you know, you put that card on the table. That's how it goes sometimes. That's how it goes sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been there, you know, I don't mind at all. You know what I'm saying? If I know that it's going to be more than what I already envisioned, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't mind because I know that that's where it's going to go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind.
All right. So here's my question for the ladies. In this day and age, if you happen to see the person you're going out with the date with, flash the waiter, one of them Groupons or Living Social deals. do y'all take it some kind of way? Or are you just like, hey, no. he up on his game and he know what he gets. Are you just like, really, nigga? You brought
no,
a coupon
if he does
out?
It in secret. If he does it in secret, then I'm like, why are you doing it in secret? You know, like, yeah, okay. Shit, if we give things a try. Say that to me, so I won't be out here thinking we one way and it's a different. Yeah.
But you know,
my mom asked me that, like, oh, you wouldn't want anybody to bring out Groupon. I'm like, well, yeah, you know, depends on what the event or the activity is. You might. You know what I'm saying? Like,
got the cool deal.
Right, you got the cool deal. Now, if the fool has got, like, envelopes and envelopes.
I need this carrying
coupons, and he's telling me, like, I can only have one square on the toilet paper, you know?
If
he's like cutting on everything, like, you know what turns me off? The dude is like, we're getting one meal and we must share.
You said must. The key word is must.
We get one meal and we must share. Like, yeah. Now that's a little, you're like, wait a minute. Like, I want my own salad. Like,
Yeah. Right.
The dude that takes complete control of ordering, and he's like ordering one meal. Like,
that doesn't even happen in real life, does it?
Yeah. I mean, if you got dudes going to McDonald's and like
cold cats out there.
Some
cold cats out there.
Come on, niggas is broke these days.
I would not be saying it. I would not be saying it.
Blaxploitation films, but I don't really.
Them Negroes is real. Those Negroes is real.
Some cold dudes out here.
Those Negroes are real. Yes.
I know a couple gigolos. I know some gigolos who will initiate shit and have money on them, but won't pull it out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of cats from Oakland.
Now they don't pull that shit on black women, but they do pull it on women.
But there are some black women. Now this goes back to you saying how the feminist movement messed it up. Like there are some women I think who have messed it up because they scream all the time, "I got my own money. I got my own." Just because I got it don't mean I want to spend it. You know. So the women that have kept saying that, "I got my own," and quick to throw it out,
will break bread.
Yeah, right. I mean,
exactly.
What you think a man has?
Or fake dead.
Come on, man. Because I'd be like, y'all, dead women, I'm like, y'all dumb. You really think you're going to say all this to a guy and he ain't going to be like, well, didn't fucking pay then since you balling?
Right.
I mean, like, really? You think we just that chivalrous? We'd be like,
but
you know what?
In all seriousness, my sister was probably, she was maybe 22. Hadn't quite yet graduated college when the first time she uttered the words, "I don't need a man," in the presence of my father.
Okay, okay. Oh, wow.
And he said, "Hold up now." You know, because we were raised by my father. He said, "Hold up now." Right. He said, "First of all the women I know who are saying that don't have a man to begin with." So they don't know what they need and what they don't need. Yeah. And second of all... I've been raising you, and I just got finished paying for you to go to college. What the hell are you talking about?
Right.
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 Right. Run me my money back.
Right.
Now. That's deep.
But then he went on to say, he said, "I don't need a woman, but when I'm in bed at night, I feel much more comfortable when I have one next to me."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think there's a price you could put on a first date.
Yeah. All of us are booed up. Did we go around talking about our first date stories? Was that part of the podcast?
We might as well, right?
Yeah, might as well. Chris and I is the old heads here at the table. Do you remember our first date?
Yeah.
It was 14 years ago. Where was it?
We went to the movie.
That wasn't our first date.
what is it? Then clarify.
The first date was when I got back from Japan. And it was your birthday. Do you remember now?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, but I didn't consider that. Hey.
You didn't consider that the first date? Okay, I guess I considered that the first date.
Right. Each person may have
almost like you coming by, I wasn't brought up with them niggas that's like come back to my house as like a date shit. Like, let's go some food, bring it back. That's like, well, I'm not discounting that moment. Let me clarify that. But I'm just saying, like, for me, it's a date. I'm old school. They have drilled into my head that when it comes to date, it's like I'm already like I'm paying.
No. And I do remember our first official date, the one where we went to the movie. Yeah, I do remember that one. Because I remember my dad was waiting with me at the door when he came to pick me up to make sure you opened the door for me. And when I got home, he said, see, I told you he was a gentleman. He opened the door for you. I even remember what I wore on that date. Wow. You go to
your parents' house, you definitely got to open. See? That's how you know the parent. That's how you respect, because you like, daddy's sitting there watching like, I'm watching you, Nick.
Was that the day where you brought your trumpet?
What? I think so.
Yeah, that day was extra special. Yeah, because Chris was a trumpeter. He still plays the trumpet. But we went to the movies. Did we go out to dinner? But afterwards, we went.
He went blue.
We knew each other already. Yeah. We were friends.
This was after the one she was talking about coming by the house and. Yeah, I'm watching Mo Better Blues and all.
Yeah, because that
that's
our,
what I said. He went Mo Better Blues on you.
Yeah, our first official date. I had gotten back from
you
Japan.
Mixing them up.
No, I had gotten back from Japan, and I went to Margaritas, and I bought food for us, and I brought over Mo Better Blues, and it was your birthday.
Yep.
And we watched Mo Better Blues, and we ate margaritas, and that's when I discovered you didn't like tomatoes, because it was tomatoes in your burrito, and you was kicking them to the side. But it was a really sweet, romantic night. But then that first date, after the movies, I remember we took a walk on the beach, and you busted out your trumpet and serenaded me.
Oh.
And I think I cried a little bit. I was like, oh, I think I love you.
Like that. Look what I got down here for you. I got this for you.
Dude, you...
I mean,
look, if you bombing two dates, you know, the woman gonna be like, you know what? We good. You know what? I'm getting kind of tired, and I gotta go work in 2 days. So why don't you just take me back home?
No, that was great, though. I was in it to win it after that.
See? And that wasn't expensive.
Right. Nah. Nope.
I'm honestly a cheap date. He has spent money on dates with me, but I almost rather that money be spent on something other than a meal. We've had a few really special, you know, let's go out.
You gotta get creative. You have to get creative, because then it just get dull. Right. But I mean, you don't, everything don't have to be opulent. Well, because I'm not setting that up for her. I want to, you know, you take a few, your first few dates is all expensive. You've already set her up to be like, well,
everything is
you got dough. And then when you come cheap later, she's going to be like, what's going on with this cheap shit?
You already set the standards.
Right. It's like, you like, nope, let me just, hey, we regular folk. And then every now and then you like, all right, let's splurge.
Yeah, and I'm more likely to enjoy a $200 night at Dave and Buster's than I am at Ruth Chris. Even though I love Ruth Chris.
Shay Whitey.
I mean, we can do that every now and again, but I, it's not necessary for me.
Right, eat them up.
Or go on a trip somewhere. I'd rather spend money.
Yeah. Come on, y'all.
A hotel room or something.
See?
Swerving on that word.
It ain't Jesus all night. It's we be all night.
That word is a cold.
That's we be all night. We be all night.
So the Campbells, what was you all's first date experience?
Go for it, baby.
Okay, I would have to say he did take me out to dinner at Tony's on the Pier. However, we met at work, and so we talked together, and we talked for like several weeks before we actually went out on the first date, because I'm the type of person, I have to know, like, do we have anything in common? Can you stimulate me mentally? Because like Victoria and her significant other Chris said, you know, it's not about the dinner per se, because you can buy your own dinner, but it's about the connection. So by the time we went out, it was like we already knew we were attracted to each other. We already knew we liked each other. We were already fond of each other, what have you. So it was very romantic because after dinner, you know, you walked along the pier and all that. And the next day, the second date, we actually cooked together. So that was yes, and we did go to the movies. The Black Dahlia, yes.
So. Yeah, the next day, yep, back to the house.
And, you know. No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. No, it wasn't like that. No.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to cook up a little something because I like to eat. You know, so I just had my little specialty with my salmon and my little orange marinated shrimp and what's that? The broccoli au gratin rice and something else, some other veggie. And Chocolate City, 89.9 KCRW.
Shout out to GT.
Yeah, listening to Chocolate City. That's when it was really popping. 2006.
Yeah.
Right. You know, so it was cracking. You know, it was cool. And then after that, I think that just sealed the deal. From that point, we just, you know, went on a few more days and talked. I mean, we worked together, so you know, we always was around each other.
And that's really a challenge.
Few days.
That's really a challenge.
Yeah.
Was y'all kissing in the class?
The Paul Davis.
The kids catch y'all kissing in the class.
After hours. Kids taking her. Hey, psychomotor. PE, we'll be out there. Psychomotor. I'll be down there in a few minutes.
Kids just licking out there for their teacher. Yeah. The bell rang 10 minutes ago.
Just kidding.
Yeah. It's you guys' first date.
We went to the movies. Our first date, we went to the movies. I had a good time, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm silly, so I like to laugh a lot, and I'm very humorous, you know what I'm saying? And for her to relate to that, you know what I mean, having a good time, being humorous with me, it made it all worth everything, you know what I'm saying? And we had a good time that night. You know what I mean?
What did y'all go see?
We went see The Butler.
Oh! This is a new
relationship. Louis. You can't have no money, Louis. Yeah, we went and seen
it. I was there when they met. It was great.
Oh.
I wish I could tell this story. I actually do.
Yeah, I'll let Kim tell it.
We were in line, Tori and I, because Tori and I, we're going to the movie Homegirls. We'll link up sometime and go to the movies. This was one like Wednesday afternoon. We were going to go to the movies to see something. And we're in line, and Chris is behind us, and he says to her, "Didn't you go to Hamilton?"
No, before that, he was like, "Don't use that machine."
We were buying the tickets.
Don't use that machine.
He broke the code, right?
Yeah.
What happened was...
Look, everybody go tell the story.
It had a long line, so you know they have the kiosk, you can use it, you know what I'm saying, get your tickets real quick, but it wasn't giving no receipts.
Right.
So then, you know, Kim and Tori, they wanted to go use that same machine. So then I told them, like, you know, I wouldn't use that machine. It's like down right now, you know what I'm saying? But I'm looking at Tori, I'm like, I recognize her, you know what I'm saying? So I didn't think nothing of it, man, and coincidentally, when we're in the concession line, she was like right next to me. You know what I mean? So then that's when I pursued conversation. And I was like, what school you went to? You know, she said, I went to John Burroughs. I went there too, Hamilton, you know what I'm saying? So I remembered her, and then we started naming people. We started hanging around and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And it was weird because she didn't remember me, you know. But I told her everything about her. You know, she had braces and everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I remembered her. We just used to cross each other.
Oh, really?
Like every day we would cross each other, and I would, you know, say hello to her, clowning with her and stuff like that, that kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that's how we met. And I'm not even going to say what I didn't do, but yeah, I didn't even get her number though. You know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I thought about it, after everything was said and done, I went into the movies to see my movie. And I was in there the whole time thinking, like, man, I ain't even get this girl number, man. You know what I'm saying? And she was, like, giving every indication, like, you can have my number. But I had just recently opened an account on Facebook, and I told her my name, and she remembered my name. And a month later, a senior friend requested me, and we started chatting. You know what I'm saying? I gave her my number instantly after that.
It's rest of the season. Off top. Off top.
That first, as soon as our friend requested her, I seen her online, and I gave her my number, and then the rest is history after that.
Sure. Y'all missing the story. So here's a real story. No. I'm just kidding. That was mostly it. But after he said, don't use that machine, Kim and I were like, oh, he's cute. And we got in line. We're talking. And he's talking. And then I sent him a friend request on Facebook. Because I'm like, who is this dude that knew all of this about me? So let me see who you are. Hoping I would see like some high school pictures, friends. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Because he was like, oh, I don't really use Facebook. And I was like, he sure doesn't. So there was no indication of who he was. I just sent the friend request. And then, yeah, we went to the movie, The Butler. But I didn't feel like that was the first date. Like you said, the Thai food restaurant to me was like the first date. Because I got, you know, we don't get dressed up to go to the movies. And he was like joking about The Butler. Can't have my money, Lewis. I'm like, oh, okay. All right. But that one. But then also, like, you have multiple things that you consider like the first times and the first dates.
Yeah.
Because I think the first time when you made breakfast for me, I was like, okay. He's a keeper, you know, like, that's nice. And he can cook, you know, because I cooked many times for you to come over. And there wasn't a lot of money being spent early in the beginning, because a person can hide behind their funds. True and that. You don't get to know who they really are, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to know who you really are, because there are a lot of guys out here that front and may spend $500 and they just spent everything. And you won't hear from them till another 2 or 3 weeks when the next paycheck came in to take you out again, you know. And you're like, don't not so much, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But we spend a lot of money because you just like to eat, like eat 'em ups, like kind of like I want to try this and this and this and this. I'm trying.
I'm gonna eat.
I'm gonna try the rice and the noodles.
My first date with my wife. It was similar in that we had worked together. We had actually been good friends for probably 6 or 7 years. We were the best of friends, probably two closest friends. But we had both been supportive of each other in other relationships, you know, successes and failures. And I think we caught each other on a down period when we were both like in the dumps over other people. And we ended up being supportive of each other for some time there. But I was going through a real rough patch in my life, and I kind of needed somebody, and she stepped up to the plate. Not financially, but just situation with my
with my other baby mama.
And she stepped up to the plate and was there, you know. And I'm like, well, we already have all the ingredients. The only thing we need to add to this is romance. You know, we're good friends. We have good conversation. We have fun together. And so we went to a restaurant that is no longer around, but I think it was called the Creole Chef right up here in the Crenshaw Mall. Mm-hmm. And we sat out there and, and shared some sweet potato fries. And I decided to go in for the kiss, you know, and that's what happened.
Yeah.
And I think I got out for less than $30. That was the best part. Yeah. But the crazy thing about it is that we had traveled. We had been to Essence Fest, but not on a romantic tip. We had been just like in groups, you know, of people, you know, keeping the same company here, running with the same crowd. And so, yeah, she knew I was a beast with the women, you know. That's why I said we were too good of friends. Because, of course, by the time we got married, that suspicion. Wait, hold up. that suspicion.
I remember when you told that.
Right, I know how you get down. And, I, you know, I had to. It took me a little while longer to prove myself. But it's been cool.
So the consensus is you don't have to spend a lot of money.
No, you don't.
Yes, you don't.
That's not the focus.
Right.
On that note, we thank you so much for checking in with us tonight. Of course, you can find us on blackisonline.com, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. Give us a call on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can email us at kc@blackisonline.com. And don't forget to leave a 5-star review on iTunes and Stitcher. Until next time, peace.